Time now for a story on the business of death. Many people keep the cremated remains of a loved one in an urn or box or scatter the ashes over a favorite place. But one company in Alabama has pioneered a new twist to honor the dead. For a price, it will put your beloved's ashes into ammunition. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports.
Priscilla Eisler's husband, Glenn, was a hunter at heart. And he started young. His dad passed away when he was 10, leaving his mom, him, and 9 brothers and sisters. So Priscilla says Glenn took to the fields and forests to hunt for food.
Scrambling to make a living and to sustain and feed the family. You know, Glenn would go off in the woods and he'd come back with 2 rabbits and she goes, "Praise the Lord, we're having meat tonight." So it was truly in his blood.
Over the years, Glenn Eisler tried to pass that on. He took a lot of young people on their first hunts, and hoped one day to open a school for underprivileged kids to teach a love for the woods and how to hunt safely. But he did not live long enough, so his wife decided to honor his life in another way. She paid $850 to have his ashes put into ammunition by a company called Holy Smoke. Literally and figuratively, Holy Smoke's business is booming. Clem Parnell is a company co-founder. He thought the families of the dead should have a livelier method to honor those who enjoyed the outdoors.
Wouldn't it be cool to put some ash in a shell to the point of a 250-round case of shells? And all his friends could go out and have a day on the range and celebrate the way this guy used to be, the way he was, when he was alive, vibrant, and enjoying life, and he was their friend.
Holy Smoke takes the cremated remains and puts them into various types of ammunition. Shotgun shells, and bullets for rifle and pistol shooters. The company was started a year ago in Stockton, Alabama, by 2 state game wardens. Wearing protective eyewear, Tony Landenwich sits at a loading table. He explains the process to create these special rounds.
We use a hollow point bullet. The inside the bullet is where we're primarily storing the remains. Pretty much go through the whole process of start to finish of loading just completed ammunition.
And getting started wasn't easy. There were many hurdles, like obtaining county and state licenses and permits from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. But business is picking up. The company's other co-founder, Thad Holmes, says Holy Smoke averages about 1 new order a week from coast to coast.
By no means are we taking the place of a funeral or a cremation. Everything that we offer is for after the funeral and after the mourning has been done.
For Priscilla Eisler, firing bullets with her husband's ashes tucked inside is not about mourning, but celebration. She even used a few rounds to kill a wild pig that her family ate for their 4th of July cookout. As she fires off a round containing Glenn's ashes near the fountain in her backyard, she says she loves being able to see the ashes as they fall back to earth.
It's beautiful, but you can see it dispersing and falling. That is fabulous.
She says she can't imagine any other way to honor her husband's life than firing a bullet so he can go out with a bang. For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.